Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back in. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Jimmy here as well. Jimmy, have an update after the top of the hour tomorrow night. Creighton in Tennessee, Sweet 16 game in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena, which everything is named after Little Caesars or Comerica in downtown Detroit. Nano Nano will be tipped for the battle of two fly white guys along Connect of Tennessee and Baylor Shireman of Creighton. I don't know who's doing the game on CBS, but they should use
Andrew Catalan, Steve Lapis.
Oh, so that means we will probably have a buzzer beater.
That's true.
Those two usually have like just crazy games. Now we've only had one buzzer beater, and that was Texas A&M to get the Houston game to overtime.
Means we're
due. But this is going to be a close game. Ken Palm's got it 73-71 Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And that line has remained pretty solid
two
all week,
half, yep.
Tennessee being a 2.5-point favorite.
Yep. Well, you're not going to be here tomorrow, so will we get predictions at the end?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not in the prediction business.
Oh.
I'm just trying to figure out that when you mix oil and water, what it looks like, because that's the Iowa State-Illinois matchup tonight.
Yeah, that is true.
You guys ever done that in a science
experiment? I never did, no. I've always heard of it used, that phrase used, but I've never actually tried it. Did you?
It's a thing.
No, but I've seen it, so the layers separate, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you got two different.
There's some molecules involved. Is what I've been told.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there has to be.
Liquid. I'm sure my chemistry teacher, Chuck Gazarek, rest in peace.
Did you take molecular science?
Nope, I barely made it through school. I'm not really sure what I took, but I know I was in that class and I wasn't very good.
I loved that.
But he liked talking science and I like setting things on fire and yeah. Dissecting.
There's a burner?
Dissecting frogs.
Yep, we got a frog. We did worms. Yeah.
And watching him feed little mice to his rattlesnake that he had in his classroom.
Yeah, rattlesnake.
Yeah, it was
pretty
cool.
Our science
that's
teacher
the only
had a
thing
python.
That kept me going.
But what is it with science teachers that have to have snakes?
I don't know. Science teachers are a little bit out there.
Yeah, that's true.
But oil and water is how the Illinois-Iowa State game could go tonight, late night in Boston, which it'll be after 10 o'clock local time, which is perfect. I'm sure it'll make the Boston Globe the final edition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Getting all those Major League Baseball scores in, too. Probably going to get a lot of college hockey in there, too.
That is my
BC and BU.
That is my favorite game of the day. I think we have the potential to have a couple of blowouts today. I think we have Clemson and Arizona and then UConn, San Diego State.
Yeah.
Which is a rematch of last year's, which turned into a blowout in the last 5 minutes of the national championship game. And a rematch two of the last three times it's happened in the NCAA tournament. The team that won the title won again. And UConn is a pretty healthy favorite. They're 11-point mm-hmm. favorite.
Arizona's 7.5, if anybody was
that game has blowout written all over it. Arizona is rolling. Last nine games, they've won by double figures.
It's almost like there should be baseball to watch opposite that, then.
I mean, you got blue bloods, though. You got high seeds, though, so that's good. That's an attention getter. But
if it's a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, at least that's an early game. Those are the blowouts that you are
true
not necessarily predicting, but you're curious. You're on blowout watch. Those are the two early games, whatever that means, whatever that does for you. Because then you got Bama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State. Those are the late games. So, yeah, I would agree that I think those the two late games are your most competitive games. UConn, San Diego State especially. I would take UConn on the points there. Arizona, Clemson, we'll see.
Yeah, those are the two blowouts.
I'm with you on UConn, San Diego State.
Here is Random Mike. Happy opening day, Mike.
You too. Hey, I got good news.
Yes.
This will be brief.
Okay.
That doesn't have to be good news.
No, you know what? That don't let the narrative on the internet sway you from what you're about to say.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, what a difference do you think a council will make being the manager of the council?
We're about to find out what the value of a manager is in baseball. Like how much control you have over a lineup. I think some in-game in terms of like how you manage your bullpen and things like that and how long you let your starters go and what your gut say about when to go to the bullpen, I think that'll be an advantage for the Cubs with Council. because he seems to have a good knack for that when he was with the Brewers. He doesn't have a hater in the bullpen. But I think he will be really good in managing an 162-game season when you play for the Cubs and the expectations are through the roof every year, regardless if they're warranted or not.
David Ross, were you really surprised at the move?
A little bit, because it looked like Rossi at the end of the year, you know, I mean, they hung in there for a while. It looked like he was going to stick around, but I think once Council became available, I mean, the writing was on the wall. The Cubs have upgraded at manager. You know, we can love what Rossi has done for the Cubs, and he's a World Series guy and he'll always be a legend. But you'd rather have Craig Council in the dugout than Dave Ross.
I agree. And it's impossible not to like Ross.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, the way he has handled it, I haven't heard from him in a long time. I wonder if he gets back on television. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure, you know, ESPN has the... Their first Sunday night game is the Cubs and the Rangers. So I'm sure, as a friend of ESPN, they'll bring it up quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here's my question about when there's hope. And if you're a Cub fan and a Husker fan, this is a time where there's really hope. But going back, just the odds of the chances of stuff happening, okay? When Frost and Hoiberg were hired, I think almost everybody around here felt, hey, good job, Bill Moose. This is about as good as you can do in terms of the hires. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did what he was told to do.
Yep.
What are the odds at that point, if you were betting on the success of Frost and Hoiberg over the next 5 years, that it would turn out the way it did? And then the other question is, what are the odds a year ago today, if you were to say, well, in a year, the AD at A&M is going to be Trev Alberts, I'm forgetting what the other thing was.
And the guy that was in Seattle for 5.5 months would be the AD at Nebraska. I would have said I have no idea what you're talking about.
But aren't they astronomical numbers?
Oh,
that those things would happen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one could have predicted this, what transpired.
And if they said that they had an idea when it happened, they're lying
to you. Like, if you would have told me, Mike, okay, Trev Alberts is going to leave, I'm like, okay, he'll find his way into being involved in the next phase of what college football looks like, not as an athletic director somewhere else.
Right.
Now, do you think we still don't know the real reason that this happened?
I think we have a pretty good idea. Let me ask you, do you think there's a lingering question on still the why 2.5 weeks later?
Well, in my own mind, I think there's got to be a little bit more to it because it is so shocking.
Yeah.
It's really shocking.
Well, okay, so about Trev, I'm going to say this. Initially, yes, and then if you pause and you think about his aspirations and what's going on at Nebraska, it's not as shocking. What Trev wanted and what Nebraska could deliver were not on the same page at that time. Things had changed in a span of about 4 months, and it's going to work out for both sides.
You think the stadium was a big part of it?
Yes, that was on the list. I mean, I think... Trev thought it would be just a rubber stamp, and it's not even close to being a rubber stamp in terms of the response, and I think he knew he was up against it, but internally is where he got the most pushback. So, you know, that's his project. I mean, that's his legacy, and that's something you rolled out and you wanted to push through, and if you can't push it up the hill and you're a cis man now, lives in Columbus, Ohio, makes it a little bit tougher. Again, what he wanted, his aspirations, and what Nebraska could deliver at this time just didn't match up, and it's going to work out for both sides.
Hey, one more thing I'm really looking forward to. Is it Monday when Waldron's scheduled to start?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
You're a big knuckleball guy.
See the Canuck.
Yeah. All
right, Mike, thanks for the phone call.
I had somebody said this to me. This was maybe... 2 years ago about the whole Frost thing. Said, I saw this coming when they hired him. I'm like, no, you didn't. Everybody has the revisionist history. Everybody has the, well, yeah, you could, you knew that there was a good chance that this could fail. But nobody wanted to talk about that. Other than the likelihood that will always exist for any head coach, you know, there's never a 100% thing. I mean, even with a Nick Saban and an Urban Meyer, there's always a small chance that if you take them out of the environment that they've been successful in and you put them in a different environment, that may not completely adjust. But the whole idea of people, I know, I don't know if you've talked to many, but I know I've heard from a few that downplayed the whole
Can I ask a question?
Surprise
Can
element.
Can I stop you and ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I'm continuing Mike's thought about the surprise factor of all of those things that he laid out. And they were. They're very surprising.
Here's the thing. The guy running the football program needed a lifeguard, okay, while he was swimming. There ain't no lifeguard on duty. The guy that was supposed to be the lifeguard on duty was absent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You go to a pool where, you know, you're swimming and you'd like to have, you know, the security of somebody's watching after you. And when that lifeguard is not there and you're just swimming and swimming and swimming and doing whatever you want to do when you are not a very good swimmer.
It's a good analogy because it's very true.
You either drown or you get kicked out of the pool.
Yep.
All right. Jimmy's got an update coming here a little bit. I don't mean it. I just.
No, I hear it. I hear you.
This is our fault. This is our fault as media. This is our fault as talk show hosts. Okay? It's low-hanging fruit to talk about the past. We got to move it forward. Nebraska's in a good spot. Okay? They got a football coach that loves to have a lifeguard there, but that lifeguard sometimes can take a break. That lifeguard, when you go to the pool, like you go to, give me a pool, like a local pool. I didn't swim here.
There was Oak Heights. We'll use Oak Heights.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know, sometimes that lifeguard would start flirting with the female lifeguard, or they would fall asleep.
That's what happened.
And there people still be swimming.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened.
All right. Nebraska's rule needs a lifeguard, but he doesn't need a lifeguard that's always blowing their whistle.
Yeah. Very, yeah. Very true.
Yes.
He doesn't need it for survival as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's a good analogy.
Jimmy's got an update coming up next. Matt DeMarinis coming up at 8 from Detroit City.
Not old Detroit. New Detroit.
Yeah, one of Kiss's popular songs.
Detroit Rock City. Damn straight. Do you think there's going to be a lot of that? A lot of bump music for that?
Maybe. I mean, yeah. It's Motown.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some soulful tunes.
That is true.
That I think I would go with ahead of Kiss.
Mitch Ryder.
But if you ever go to YouTube, they did it in Old Tiger Stadium. Kiss performed at Old Tiger Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That would be sweet. Yeah.
The late, great Ernie Harwell opened for them.
We could talk about our favorite shows that are Detroit themed, that movies that were shot there or series.
Shout out RoboCop.
Yeah.
Well, continuing on something from yesterday.
We did that yesterday, too.
With HBO and you guys' favorite show, Cat House.
Fine program. Fine.
I watched it, yeah.
I also watched Hung, which was based in Detroit.
Wait. Oh, it was? Okay, yes. Yeah. I never watched it, but I heard it was really good.
It was.
Yeah, it's that's
big.
What I heard.
Big.
I didn't realize it was in Detroit. It did big numbers.
Big numbers.
Oh. Should I call you Richard or?
Nick the what?
Mornings with Sharp and Hanley, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.